Technodar, prepare Gimel Mishnah Yudal. Car name to any Nana Lubne Noah. Somebody who makes a neder that he will not benefit from Bnei Noah. Musar B'Yisrael. He is allowed to benefit from a Jew. V'Asar B'Umay Ta'olo. He cannot benefit from Goyim, even though the Jews also come from Noah. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Avram, they are no longer considered Bnei Noah. She'eni Nana Lizera Avram. Somebody who makes a neder that he will not benefit from the children of Avram, Asar B'Yisrael, U'Musar B'Umay Ta'olo. He is not allowed to benefit from Jews, but he is allowed to benefit from Goyim, even though some Goyim come from Avram, such as Yishmael and Esav. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, Ki me Yitzchak yikare lechazera me Yitzchak velo kol Yitzchak, not all of the children of Yitzchak are considered Zera Avram, so therefore Yishmael and Esav are excluded. She'eni nene li Yisrael. Somebody who said that I will not benefit from a Jew, lokeach b'yoyser u'moicher b'pachot. When he buys something from a fellow Jew, he must overpay. And when he sells something to a fellow Jew, he must sell it for less than the value, as normally both the buyer and the seller benefit if the sale is made at the regular price. Shei Yisrael Nenen Li. If somebody makes a neder not allowing any Jew to benefit from him, Lokeach B'Pachos. When he buys something from a fellow Jew, he must underpay. U'moicher b'yoser. And when he sells something to a fellow Jew, he must sell it for more than the regular price, as if he sells it for the regular price, both the buyer and the seller will benefit. Im shaymin lo, if the buyer agrees, as certainly you cannot overcharge somebody without him realizing it, as this is called onah, it is usher d'oraisa. She'eni nana lahem v'heimli, yahana lanach. If he makes an error that he will not benefit from any other Jew, and no other Jew can benefit from him, so now he cannot sell or buy anything from any Jew, so therefore he must benefit only from and to Goyim. Koinem she'eni nene la'arelim. If he makes an error that he will not benefit from arelim, mutter ba'arle Yisrael ba'asur be'mulei ha'umah. He is mutter to benefit from Jews that did not have a bris milah, and he is not allowed to benefit from Goyim, even if they did have a bris milah. If he makes a neder that he will not benefit from people that did have a bris milah, he cannot have benefit from Jews, even if they did not have a bris milah. He is allowed to benefit from Goyim, even if these Goyim did have a bris milah, She'ena or la kruya ella l'shem ha'goyim. Only the goyim are considered arelim. She'nemar ki ko ha'goyim arelim v'chol beis Yisrael arle lid. All the goyim are considered arelim, and the beis Yisrael are not considered arelim. They are considered instead arle lid. Of course, that is only when they are not doing the mitzvah. V'aymer v'haya ha'plishtim ha'arol hazeh. And David HaMelech said about Goyas that this Plishti is considered an Aro, even though David could not have known. Maybe he did have a bris milah. V'aymer, and it also says, Pen tismachna b'nois plishtim, pen taloivna b'nois ha'arelim. So we see that the pasuk calls the Goyim arelim, even though certainly when we're referring to a whole Ummah such as a Plishtim, there must be a number of them that did have a bris milah or were born already mouth, and even so the pasuk calls them arelim. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Oimer, Me'usa ha'orla shenitganu baharishon. The orla is very repulsive, as rishon are called arelim in a derogatory fashion, shenemar ki ko ha'goyim arelim, as the pasuk says that the goyim are all considered arelim. Rabbi Yishmael Oimer, Doila mila shenichrasu alei shloish estrei brisa. How great is the mitzvah's milah as 13 brisos were nichras in the mitzvah of milah as 13 times as the say bris in the parsha of milah. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, G'doyla milah shedoyche et ha-shabbos ha-chamur. Rabbi Yossi says, how great is the mitzvah milah that it is doyche Shabbos, even though Shabbos is very chamur, you still can do a bris milah on Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha Oimer, G'doyla milah Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says, how great is the mitzvah milah? Shalo nitla lo lamaisha atzadik alei melosha. That when Moshe Rabbeinu did not do a brit milah on his son, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not wait even a second before Moshe Rabbeinu was punished. Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, gdoila milah shedoicha es hanegam. Rabbi Nechemiah says, how great is the mitzvah milah that it is doicha negam if there is taraz. On the Mako milah, you are allowed to do the brit milah anyway, even though normally there is an iser to cut off a piece of skin that has taraz on it, as the Pasuk says, Hishamar benega hataraz. Rabbi Omer, gdoila milah shekol ha-mitzvah she'asa Avraham Avinu lo nikra shalem atamol she'nemar hithalech lefanai v'heyei sum. Rabbi says, how great is the mitzvah of milah that even after Avraham Avinu did all the mitzvahs, he was not considered shalem, he was not complete, until he got the mitzvah of milah, as the Pasuk says by the parsha of milah, walk in front of me and be tamim, should be whole and complete. Only with the mitzvah of milah is he considered so. Dabar acher gdoila milah she'omalehi lo bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu et olam. Another pshat, how great is the mitzvah of milah that if it wasn't for the mitzvah of milah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have created the world. She'nemar, as the Pasuk says, ko amar Hashem in lo brisi yoimam v'layla chukai shamayim v'aret lo sam. Hashem said, if it wasn't for the mitzvah of milah day and night, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have made the chukai shamayim v'aret. Maseches Nedarim Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. Ein ben hamudar hanah mechaber lamudar hemenu maichol eladrisas haregel v'kelim she'ein oisim behen ochol nefes. There's no difference between somebody who makes a neder that he will not benefit at all from his friend, and somebody who makes a neder that he will not benefit from his friend's maichol, except for drisas haregel, which is cutting through his friend's property, and to borrow kelim, which are not used to prepare food. And this would be mutter for somebody who only made a neder that he will not benefit from his friend's maichol, and usher to a person who is not allowed to have any benefit from his friend. But as far as other things, there is no difference between the two. Hamudar maichol mechavero lo yashilenu nafa uchvara v'rechayim v'tan. Somebody who makes a neder that he will not benefit from his friend's maichol, that person cannot lend him a seed and a strainer, a mill, or an oven. Avo masu lo cholok v'tabas v'talis v'nevizamim v'chol davar shein oisim bo oichon evit. But he could lend him a shirt, a ring, a talis, or jewelry, and anything that is not used for making oichon nefesh, as any kli that is used to prepare food with is included in the person's neder. When he makes a neder that he will not benefit from his friend's maichol, he meant to say he will not have any benefit from his friend that could lead to making a maichol or to buying a maichol. Makom shemaskirin kayoyti behen asim. Now, if this thing that he is borrowing from his friend is something that is valuable, that if his friend wanted to rent it out, he can get money from it, so then the person who makes the neder cannot borrow it from his friend, even though it is not used for preparing oichol nefesh. And since if he would not borrow it from his friend, he would have to rent it, it would cost him money. So his friend is saving him money, and with this money that he is saving, he could buy maichol with it. So therefore, his friend is giving him hana from something that could lead to a maichol.